Once again, Paul Ramel broadcasting from the commercial building here on the Swift County Fairgrounds. It's been a fun day, a fun Friday, right?
It is.
It's Friday, Brittany? Okay. Fun Friday afternoon. Days kind of all meshed together here. So come on over to the commercial building. We're located on the far end of the Q92 radio booth. Register for prizes. We're giving away Mall of America packages, Nickelodeon Universe, and some other prizes as well. So stop by and say hi, and we'll be here till Sunday, the Swift County Fair here in Appleton. Don't forget, tonight in the Chuck Brown building, Phil Vassar is here. Phil just pulled up with his big rig, and they're ready to go. That'll start at 9 o'clock, and then 5 o'clock, the Turf Wars racing in the grandstand. I heard them warming up, and they're loud. Let me tell you, if you like loud noise, that's the place to be tonight here at the Swift County Fairgrounds in the grandstand area. Join me here in our Q92 booth, one of our fine advertisers is once again, Appleton Area Health, and Brittany Hammond joins us. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
I've been, you walked by your tent out there, Appleton Area Health tent, and you've been working hard this afternoon, huh?
Yes. Oh, it's so fun to sit and visit with people and see what people are eating as they're walking by and get a chance to talk about hoping that the rain passes and, you know, getting out and meeting with the community. That's one of the best parts about being here.
That's right. You see me walk by with my malt in my hand?
Of course I did. I'm watching what everybody's eating.
My wife's probably listening. So I had a pork chop on a stick yesterday.
Ooh.
And I had a loaded baked potato with brisket on top.
Wow.
That's from Texas Best Barbecue. So
that sounds delicious.
How are you doing on the fair food?
I haven't had anything yet, okay. But I'm making my selections very carefully. I got to see what everybody's having, what seems to be the most popular, and anything that's unique and things you can't get all the time.
Right.
That's what's worth it at the fair.
There's a booth down here, Crepes. Crepes.
Yes.
That looked really good.
They are fantastic.
Yeah. Crepes.
Crepes. Okay. Yes, it's French.
It's French. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that. Yeah, Sidonia, she just likes the corn dog, she said earlier.
Oh, always. A classic good one.
Yeah, my wife does too. She probably wants me to bring a couple home for her.
Well,
so.
That would be a wonderful gesture.
All right, Brittany, tell us a little bit about Appleton Area Health. What's your position at Appleton Area Health?
Yes, I am in the Behavioral Health Department. I am a licensed professional clinical counselor and a doctor of psychology.
Oh.
And so what's really unique about our Behavioral Health Department, being the size of the hospital that Appleton Area Health is and the clinic, we have a very large Behavioral Health Department. And we are a multidisciplinary team, and that means that we have all different kinds of providers who work in the mental health realm, a psychiatric nurse practitioner, a licensed marriage and family therapist, we have a licensed independent clinical social worker, and myself. So we cover a lot of ground
really?
in our small department, and so I feel really privileged to be a part of that team.
Awesome. And it's a fun place to work, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Great place to work. Your coworkers and everything?
Absolutely.
You guys would get along great.
Yes, and what's great about working in a corporate healthcare setting is the people. You can see that everyone here, knowing that we are in the business of healthcare, but it's more than just healthcare. It's about connecting to the people who are in our community, and the people who we serve are the people we live by, and the people we visit with, and the people who walk in and out of our churches, and so it's really beautiful to be a part of a community and also be involved in healthcare.
Right. Talk about mental health. It's being talked more than it was.
It sure
more about.
Is.
Right? Talk about that a little
bit. Yes. I've been in the field for many, many years now, and I remember what it was like when, people would speak under their voices to say, well, you know, I had to put them in therapy. And nowadays, it's a very common part of conversation. Most young people nowadays more than ever are meeting with behavioral health providers, and it is becoming more and more of a mainstream healthcare, just like dental care,
right.
Just like physical therapy and regular primary care. So it's wonderful to be in the field as long as I have and see that change and to see that growth.
That's right.
And it's less of a mystery, and it's more of a common practice. So it's one of my favorite parts doing this work when I get someone in my office for the first time and they say, I've never done this before, or, hey, a friend of mine started and I think this would be a good idea for me, because I'm definitely biased doing what I do for a living, but
right.
I believe everybody deserves support. And in a world where it's full of stress and full of uncertainty, to meet with a professional just the same way as we meet with mechanics and accountants and all different kinds of providers, you know, there are people who are here to support our emotional well-being and our psychological well-being as well.
Yeah, well said, Brittany. Well said. That's awesome. Still a ways to go yet, though.
Always.
Yep, always an improvement and stuff.
Yes.
Talk about mental health and stuff. So, good. Well, tell her this is where the Appleton Area Health booth is exactly located at.
We are right on the corner, not far from the commercial building here, and big flags and a big white tent. You'll see we've got lots of goodies that we're giving out on the table, and we're giving out free T-shirts for anybody who is willing to take one with them, especially today where they might need another dry layer. They're bright hot pink and bright neon green so that everybody in the community and the surrounding area can represent with their Appleton Area Health T-shirt. They're really good quality and a good summer T-shirt to have. So please stop on by. We've got plenty for everybody.
That's awesome. That's great. And he can talk to you
absolutely.
And stuff like that, too, and visit with the staff there at Appleton Area Health. So, yeah, just outside the commercial building, can't miss them, by the Lions Club bingo thing.
That's right.
Right across the gravel road there. So I got to ask you about the fair here. What's your favorite fair food, Brittany?
Ooh, it's hard to pick, and everything that they're coming out with year after year, but it's hard to turn down the classic mini donuts. I saw someone with a little bucket, and it's got a sweet little handle on it. I thought, well, that would be a nice treat going home tonight is bringing that bucket of donuts home.
You talked me into it, that's
ooh,
for sure.
Ooh, it sounds good, doesn't it?
That's right. Well, that's been fun. Hey, I was just going to ask you, where did you grow up at and your background?
Background, yeah. So I have been born and raised in West Central Minnesota and settled in this area here. I fell in love with a farmer when I was in college and was blessed enough to be able to have the opportunity to attend graduate school here in Minnesota. And so I knew that becoming licensed to serve the Minnesota population was really important. And so it's great to be able to have a pretty wide variety of training that I have so that I can, offer a little bit of everything to the community. So it's a great blessing to be in a place that has so many unique people and also a lot of strong connections.
Good. All right. Thanks for coming on the radio with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And you got to love the Swift County Fair, right?
Absolutely.
Johnny Holm was here last night.
Yes.
Very popular.
Always has been.
Yeah. And, many food vendors and just a lot of things going on. Tomorrow's a big rib fest. That's my favorite part of the fair.
Yes. And it looks like hopefully the weather will hold out.
Yep.
But nonetheless, a great place to get some exercise and to stop and visit and to see people who have put a lot of hard work into crafts and canning and people with lots of great businesses to share, and it's a wonderful way to become more and more familiar with things in the community.
Right. I was a pie judge earlier today.
Ooh, that's a great job.
Yeah, and I told them put me down again next year.
So. Oh, really pulled your leg for that.
Oh, yeah, some great pie bakers here in Swift County, that's for sure.
We are lucky.
Yep. All right, thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.
Brittany Hammond from Appleton Area Health. And just want to encourage everybody to come down to the Swift County Fair. Runs till Sunday, and it's a fabulous fair. A lot of entertainment, free entertainment once you pay the admission at the gate. And we got free entertainment. You got to pay for your food, of course, but it's a fun family activity. Come on into the commercial building and stop by the Q92 booth. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio.